Are you blessed already? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His wonderful presence. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Is anybody here dealing with anger? Is anybody here dealing with anger? All of us? Well, then God wants to deal with it. There's one, two, three, you. Anybody else? You. Do you know why you're angry? I'm not going to ask you to stand up and say why you are. I just want to know, do you know? Hallelujah. A lot of people angry don't know it. Why they're angry. It just rises up in us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's all quietly pray in the Spirit right now. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for writing my name down in heaven, for delivering me from anger. I'm blessed by your grace. I'm blessed by your love. I'm blessed by your blood covenant. I'm blessed by the gifts. I'm blessed by the fruits. I bind Satan. In the name of Jesus, I bind principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus, I bind all spirits of sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Jesus, that I'm in your presence tonight, and I'm free, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. You know, usually we talk about the spiritual awakening, and I think it's very important to understand that, because everything that you and I receive from God, it comes by the Spirit of God. He reminds us of everything Jesus said. He takes from Jesus and gives to us. He produces the fruits of the Spirit in our lives, and he kind of releases the gifts of the Spirit in our lives. So those are all spiritual awakenings. Our salvation, most people are saved and don't know why they got saved, and they don't walk in the benefits of salvation. And so the Holy Spirit is a teacher and a counselor and a comforter, and he wants to teach us that, amen? So we're going to talk about the new man tonight. Do you know that you wasn't asked to be born? You had no part in it. Do you know that? So many people come through the mom and dad, or sometimes one just a single folks, a single family, either a mom or a dad. And you know something? If they don't cover us with the blood until such time as we make a decision to accept Jesus Christ into our life. Or we may be born into religion, and we get an awful lot of learned behavior. So from the time we come out of the womb until we accept Jesus Christ, you can receive a lot of learned behavior. You know why? We have stepped into the first Adam. Sin, you're available to sin, sickness, disease, generational curses. All of that is available, and the enemy tries to put it on you. And so when you get into the second Adam, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it depends on the period of time from being come out of mom's womb until you do that, you get a lot of learned behavior. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to know tonight and wants to encourage you, now that you're born again, you didn't have no choice in this, but you had a choice to get born again. That was your decision. Once you made that decision, you stepped into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is within you and I. Now we should be ruled by the laws of the kingdom within us by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we ought to prophesy the word of God to ourselves. That's one thing. Constantly renewing our mind. I was telling someone tonight, when I get up in the morning, before my feet hit the floor, I say, no, I'm blessed by your grace. I'm blessed by your healing. I'm blessed by your mind. I'm blessed by salvation through Jesus. And I go through a whole bunch of things. Then I put my clothes on. And so most people don't do that. They get up and they groan and moan. They didn't sleep last night and they didn't get their 8 hours sleep. And this is happening. That hurts and this hurts and so on and so forth. So if you be when you sit on the edge of the bed, if you have a bed, before you get up, before you put your clothes on, you ought to start your day off that way. I am blood bought. My sins are forgiven. I have a blood covenant. I have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm blessed by the gifts. I'm blessed by the fruits. I'm blessed by compassion. I'm blessed by the peace of God. I'm blessed by the healing power of God. And on and on and on. Whatever comes to you by the Spirit of God, confess it. Speak it out. That's what I do. You don't have to do it because I do it, but that's what I do. Hallelujah. And if you don't get yourself into that kind of habit, and you don't say those things, you got to be saying something else, right? You may be saying learned behavior. I don't like it in the morning. It's cloudy out. I'm going to have a bad day. Well, you surely will. I guarantee it. So God, you and I, God wants us to be able to speak kingdom stuff. Amen? And it is everything you do with God, it's a spiritual awakening. The Spirit of God awakens it in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, and He awakens God's forgiveness in you if you need that, God's peace if you need that, God's healing if you need that through Jesus Christ. He awakens you to the blood of Jesus Christ, how all your sins are forgiven. So everything is a spiritual awakening. Everything is light and revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so, let me tell you something, saints. If your parents were just plain religious and you took a long time to accept Jesus Christ, you exposed your mind. There'd be mindsets, learned behavior. You see, you've exposed your mindsets to sin, sickness, disease, generational curses. Now when you have made the decision, which wasn't your first decision, but your second decision, to accept Jesus Christ, and when you accepted Jesus Christ, you see, now you got to reprogram. You know, a computer, we all know what a computer is. I don't know how to operate one, but I do know a computer is worth nothing unless you feed it. What you put in the computer, what you want in that computer. Amen? And so when you make the second decision for the second Adam, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it depends on the time in between. You've exposed your mind, your emotions, and all kinds of different things to the first Adam. Sin, sickness, generational curses. And so now we get born again and we don't start living in the kingdom. We don't learn that. We don't learn the blood covenant. We don't learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit. So all those mindsets that you exposed yourself to that are now in your thinking is still running your life. And so you and I have to learn that we made the second decision involving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and now we got to see or get the Holy Spirit in us to reprogram the computer, the mind, to renew the mind. And so many people who pray for people see a lot of people who are in generational curses. I think George and Dorothea pray for a lot of people. And they're into all kinds of mindsets and so on and so forth. Is because when you came out of mom's womb, you entered the first Adam. You entered sin and sickness was available to you. And if mom and dad were there and they were just religious and they didn't teach you about the power of the blood, doesn't mean they're bad now. We're not coming against moms and dads now. But what I'm saying is we came into this world, you see, and maybe your mom and dad wasn't even saved. Maybe they didn't teach you nothing. You understand what I'm trying to say? We usually come under their covenant, and they speak the blood over us and so on and so forth. So God wants you to understand tonight, if you want to be free in your body, you want to be free in your mind, in your emotions, you have to examine yourself with the Word of God. Am I still doing the same thing? Am I in learned behavior? Do I still have these generational curses that are overwhelming me? Do I still have hate in my life? Do we still have unforgiveness in my life? And all that stuff, when you came out of your mother's womb, you entered the first Adam, you say, into his lifestyle, his sin, when he fell, that's what you entered into. Amen? Hallelujah. That's the reason why we have a lot of divorces. That's the reason why we have a lot of sexual abuse. That's in the body of Christ. Is because you entered in that first fall of Adam, you say, and depends how long you walked in that. So you got all these mindsets to deal with, all these emotional things to deal with, but God says you made a decision in the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, and he wants to teach you how to reprogram the computer, how to get victory. I quickly run over my testimony. You overcome the world by the blood and your testimony. My testimony is I had a death wish. I was in the booze and drugs and multiple sclerosis and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not there now. How did I get there? And I had all kinds of learned behavior. I had all kinds of mindsets. How did I get there? I made a decision. I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. And then I asked the Holy Spirit to teach me. And I really worked at overcoming thoughts and learned behavior and hate and all them different things and everything else. If you don't do it, saints, you'll go on living not a victorious life, but a beaten up life, a diseased life, a life that's full of sin and mindsets and all kinds. And you'll always be wanting prayer. And we ought to pray for one another. But saints, there comes a time when God wants to flow through you. God wants you to lay hands on people and set the oppressed and the captives free. But if you got all this stuff going on in your thinking and you have never worked and cooperated with the Holy Spirit to renew your mind, you can't set someone free. You know why? It's not working in your life. So it's important what you hear from the Word of God. It's important what you're taught. So if you come out of mom, you accept Jesus, and you wind up in a church that don't believe nothing. There's a lot of people today. I was raised Catholic, and I didn't know nothing about Jesus. Me and my wife went to a Catholic school. We met in a Catholic school. But you see, I got so low in life, and when I accepted Jesus Christ, and I saw a change in my life, I wanted more. And I thirsted, and I persevered, and I pressed in, and I renewed my mind. I fought my own mind with the Word of God. And if you don't do this, saints, then it's a real battle. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles, if you would, please. We'll just start something simple. In Luke 9, if you would, Sue, please. Luke 9. Say, I'm brand new. I'm a new person. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I've had a spiritual awakening. I shall walk in the victory of the blood covenant because Jesus is faithful and he'll never forsake nor leave me. Amen? Luke 9, 1 and 2. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He just gave it to them. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Now listen, saints, this has to be a spiritual awakening. How are they going to preach the kingdom? Jesus ain't been to the cross, so they don't have a lot of revelation about the blood and the cross and the gifts of the Spirit and everything else. But he said, I want you to go preach the kingdom. See, we ought to preach the kingdom to ourselves. The Bible says the kingdom is within us. Amen? So that's what I said. When you get out of bed in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, you start preaching the kingdom to yourself. You start prophesying the Word of God to yourself. You start building the Word of God into your mind. When he said, I want you to go and preach the kingdom, you see, they knew less than what we know today at that point. But they had a revelation. The Spirit of God had to help them how to preach the kingdom. Jesus Christ is the kingdom. The kingdom is in you and I right now. Amen? So when you get up in the morning, you preach the kingdom to yourself. First of all, you get it built into your mind. Because it depends on the time you came out of mom's womb. You see, till you made that decision to accept Jesus Christ, you took on all kinds of learned behavior. You took on probably all kinds of religious thoughts. Me and my wife took on all kinds of Catholic thoughts. And I used to pray to statues. Charismatic people, man, would beat me with a baseball bat. They caught me doing that now. Or run me out of town. You see? So we pick up a lot of learned behavior. And if you was in this denomination or that denomination, and they deny tongues, and they deny this, and they deny that, you'll pick up that learned behavior. You see? So you and I, the first thing we need to do is prophesy the word of God. Speak the kingdom to ourselves. It's in us. Speak healing. Speak peace. Speak the blood covenant, you see? Speak the mind of Jesus Christ. Amen? See, a lot of us came into the world through maybe mom and dad were divorced. Maybe they were messed up marriage. Maybe they weren't even married. Maybe, you see, in all of that, you have to renew. You have to get God's mind or the mind of Christ into you. So you have to discern yourself. What am I doing? Why don't I have victory? Why can't I get a job? Why can't I get financially blessed? Your reason why you can't get financially blessed, because you question male like the same way you do God. You question God. If God don't do it during your little pea brain time, you see, then you question God. When I say to you, my God will supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, you will say, Elry said. But God said it. So you'll jump on Elry. And you'll do the same thing with God. But you said you'd supply my need, God, and how come you haven't? See, most people do not understand how to cooperate with God. We want this material Jesus. We really do, saints. It's hammered into us. And if you don't turn that around. Stop worrying about yourself and thinking about yourself. Well, I've got this and I used to have this. So what? You got to start thinking about Jesus because that's who it's about. And so somewhere that learned behavior of trying to get millions from God and a house from God and this from God and that from God. He said, seek ye first the kingdom. Well, most people, well, he never added to me. Well, because you stopped seeking the kingdom. That's where the key is. That's where the answer is. Hallelujah. Now, most people are in, and I go back to George and Dorothy, generational curses. And so if you don't teach people about the second Adam, or you say, okay, you came out of mom's womb, you were exposed to all the world, all kinds of sin, sickness, disease, generational curses. Let's just say you was in your family, came out, you was there till you was 20 years old, you moved out of the house, you accepted Jesus Christ when you was 25 or 30 years old. There's been so much built into you. But that doesn't mean, because all things are possible to God. If you do it God's way, you can free yourself from all that stuff. Everything. But it's still, you must seek the kingdom law, the kingdom rule, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't know why God wants me to turn here next, but I'm going to. Okay? 1 Chronicles, Sue, please. 4, 9, and 10. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Do you know a lot of people were born in pain? You came into the first Adam in pain. Do you know that? Jabez had a problem with all this. Listen now. Verse 10, Jabez called the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you should bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." You see, if we don't get our territory enlarged by the Holy Spirit, the renewing of the mind, if we just have this little pea, God and everything else, we want the territory enlarged. Amen? That your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. You know, hurt people? They cause pain. You know why? They're truly in pain, and they speak from pain. I'm talking about born-again Christians. Do you know that? Hurt people, I've been around this thing 34, 35 years. Hurt people will hurt people. Why? They live in pain. Emotional pain, all kinds of different pain. And that will produce very quickly the love of God in you. Either that, you're going to put the gloves on and start punching out somebody. But Jabez was talking about overcoming a curse. That's what he was talking about. The first thing he said here, number one, bless me. Well, when you and I get born again, we're blessed. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the knowledge, the wisdom, the blood covenant. We have the promises of God. We are blessed. But that doesn't mean the outside, the flesh is, the first Adam. It may be all messed up. It may be hurt. It may be causing pain in people's lives. People who are in pain will cause pain. It's up to you and I to grow spiritually by the power of the Holy Spirit and teach that person how they can come out of that pain. Because you're going to teach them you've entered the first Adam and you never got out of it. You never entered the second. You may have accepted Jesus Christ, but you're still living in the first. Hallelujah. Then he said, enlarge my territory. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, to enlarge the mind of Christ in me so I can understand you. Hallelujah. And three, keep me from evil. Well, the only way you're going to be kept from evil is take authority over evil. In the name of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. That I may not cause pain. See, pastors, the fivefold and the body of Christ has to learn this. Just because you're hurt and you just can't speak any other way but from pain, you'll hurt people. But God says, you see, you went into the first Adam. You exposed yourself with mindsets in all kinds of learned behavior before you accepted Adam, the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ. And now you're going to have to ask God, the Holy Spirit, to help you, to get you out of the pain so you won't hurt other people. That's the reason why husbands hurt wives hurt husbands, husbands and wives, or wives hurt children. That's why children are beat up. That's why children are killed. All the attention deficit disorders of children or even grown-ups all come out of this first Adam. We got born again, you see. I believe all of that is satanic. Now, what do we do? We as Christian people take these kids or grown to doctors and get all kinds of medicine for them. Well, because the parents are not charismatic. They don't walk in the full gospel. They are not led by the Holy Spirit. And so, a lot of grown-ups. I've had people in my office who can't listen to me 10 minutes. I know right away. The only time people will listen, if you're talking about him or her. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So he was trying to overcome a curse. He says, I want you to help deliver me, Lord. I don't want to cause pain. I want you to grow my territory. Amen? Always remember now, I'm just going to keep rewinding and then coming forward. And rewinding meaning when you got come out of your mother's womb, you entered a whole world of sin, sickness, disease, curses, demons, and so on and so forth. Some parents helped us. Some parents prayed for us. Some didn't. Some didn't know how. Don't blame the parents. You had no choice in coming into the world, but you had a choice to accept Jesus. Your parents didn't make you do that. So when you accepted Jesus Christ, you see, you want to be delivered from curses, generational curses. So if you had mindsets, learned behavior about your parents, they had bad hearts, they had diabetes, they had cancer, they had mental problems, you'll believe in generational curses. Now when you accept Jesus Christ, you're going to have to learn how to overcome them generational things, those mindsets. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We all have been born in pain. Do you know that? I don't know if you understand this or not, but everybody's been born into pain. Because the world is about pain. But we're supposed to be in the kingdom, controlled by the kingdom. People who stay in the world are constantly in pain of some sort. Pain in the emotions, pain in the mind, pain in the physical body. You and I were born into pain, and people don't want to believe that. That doesn't mean you have bad parents. You can have a nice home and see very little pain in your moms and dads as far as fighting and arguing and everything else. But unless you're born again, you have entered pain, and you are bait for the devil. Why do you think there's so many children's diseases today? Because there's no understanding of the first Adam and the second Adam. And it depends how long you stay in that control of those demons and so on and so forth, or generational things. It depends how long you stay there. It will surely ruin your emotions. It will surely give you mindsets. It will surely give you learned behavior. If you saw me 20 years ago, you wouldn't believe it, what God's done in my life. But you see, I wasn't just sitting there one day, and God took booze away and drugs away and MS away and so on and so forth. My spirit was saved. And I had to work at this thing, and still am today. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Sue, to 1 Corinthians 15. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you got pain, saints, whatever kind of pain it may be, do you know how many people, and I don't know how many they deal with, how many you deal with, do you think, up at a weekend up there or wherever you go? Uh-oh, she says too many. And these are Christians, all of them? They are. They claim to be? Huh? Oh, boy, he sounds like my water thing at home. It says it takes out of 99% of the bugs or whatever you call that thing. No, they're either a Christian or not a Christian, one or the other. As far as God's concerned, your spirit is. Amen? But if you go around these prayer rooms, you'll see Christians lined up. And if the person praying don't understand the first Adam, second Adam, if you don't understand, and you look at somebody, you talk to them, when you was in your mother's and dad's home, how long was it before you got saved? And if you're looking at 10 years, 15 years, or something like that, then you got to discern You see, because the problem, they're telling you the problem why they're there. They may be in pain, I mean emotional pain. They may be under, they think, under some generational curse. So you got to discern and teach them how to come out of the first Adam into the second Adam and get the benefits of the second Adam. Amen? Hallelujah. So this is learning how to minister. If you're going to minister, saints, you got to have discernment working in your lives. It's just not a matter of sticking up there and putting your hands on somebody. There's a lot that the Holy Spirit teaches you so you can help people. We ought to help people, not cause them pain. You don't want to add pain to the pain they're already in. Hallelujah. What did I say? 1 Corinthians 15. Let's start with 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. This is what I'm talking about. The first Adam and the second Adam. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. We have a spiritual body. If the spiritual body isn't expanding our territory, if it isn't taking from Jesus, meaning the Holy Spirit, and renewing our minds and causing us not to agree with those hurts or that pain or those generational curses, you see, the spiritual body, you and I are saved. You and I have accepted Jesus Christ, and now we have to be controlled by the Spirit of God that's in us. Amen? One spiritual body controlling another. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, and I'm not going to go detailing all this, Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spirit, spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as it is in the heavenly man, so also those who are heavenly. And we have borne the image of the man of dust. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man, the second Adam. God wants you to understand. See, unless you see it in the Word of God and the Word of God talks to you, you have a spiritual body and you have a physical body. And usually the physical body is what dictates. It depends on the generational curse. It depends on the pain. It depends on the hurts. It depends how long you were before you made a decision to accept Jesus Christ. All them mindsets and all those behavior, built-in behavior things, that learned behavior is built into us. It's going to take the Word of God. It's going to take the Holy Spirit. It's going to get having you open your heart to God, giving your heart to God, giving your tongue to God, asking the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome that pain, whatever that pain may be. Amen? See, God has, you're sitting there, saints. Listen now. If you haven't heard an awful lot of the Word of God preached in these kind of areas, you're never going to be free. And I'm not asking you to join this church, but this church has been in Colorado Springs since for 20-some-odd years, 30 years, whatever it is now. And I'm still preaching the same thing. But I'm free. I don't have pain. It doesn't mean I don't have pain for someone else, which is the word of knowledge or word of wisdom. I do feel that. How many here, you raise your hands again about anger. You? Anger. Okay. Hallelujah. I asked it earlier, we'll say it again. Do you know why you're angry? There's a reason behind it, right? And you know what it is? Well, how come you're accepting that reason? Praise God. Galatians 2:20, please. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. So all sickness, disease, sin, and everything have been crucified with Christ. Is that correct? Well, how come we still have all these mindsets, this learned behavior? Because all we're doing is saying this, and we're not building this into our natural mind by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. If you've been crucified to pain, sickness, and disease, and sin, how come, and generational curses, how come we're still having that stuff? There's one thing is saying I've been crucifying with Christ. It's another thing getting the benefits from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit into your mind and into your body. So when you have a thought of pain, you have a thought of generational curses, you have a thought of anger, you see, you was crucified with Christ. So you now have the strength and the power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God to overcome what you're feeling, whether it be anger, whether it be pain, and so on and so forth. Whether it's generational. Amen? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. So we got to let Christ live in us. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we have to work with the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit, to let Christ live. This is a battle, saints. This is really, this is the flesh against the Spirit. And some of this stuff, some people have not heard this, and it makes no sense to you. You know why? Because spiritually you're about this big. God wants you to grow. God wants to move through you. God wants to use you by setting the oppressed and the captives free. God wants you to learn how to pray. God wants you to learn how to discern by the Holy Spirit. God wants you to believe by faith that you've been crucified with Christ. But the Spirit of God in you will help you let Christ live in you rather than you living. And so all these mindsets and this learned behavior, you see, there's people who say and do things as Christians. Listen, we got 11 grandchildren, 12 grandchildren. I don't know, was it 12? And some of these, they don't act like Christians. See, they love the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Huh? Very quiet? Yeah, it's very quiet here. Are you people getting this, or you want me to stop, or what? Huh? Well, it doesn't make a difference. You get it. That's not my job. It's the job of the Holy Spirit, right? I'm just dumping on you what he dumped on me. Amen? So I spent 2 hours in prayer today. I said, I'll tell him, Lord. Hallelujah. So you've been crucified, right? So demons and sin and generational curses and MS and diseases, you was crucified to all that, right? You're just going to agree with me because that's what that says. If you want to argue, go home and argue with God. You know what people say? Well, how come I still got it? How come I still have pain? How come I still have a generational stuff? How come? Well, it ain't because of God. He said you was crucified with him. You see, here's the key. It is no longer I who lives. Who's living? All of us go through that. Who's living? Well, let someone cut you off in academy and see who lives. Let you get up with a pain in your back in the morning and see who speaks. Is it your body? Or will you remember this little voice up here that said, When I get out of bed in the morning, I start saying, I'm blessed, I'm healed, I'm blood bought, my sins are forgiven, I have the peace of God, the compassion of God, I'm anointed, the anointing is teaching me all things, Jesus is my Lord, He's my Christ. That's how I start my day. But I don't do it once in a while, I do it every day, 7 days a week. I got a little dog at home, and I brush her 7 days a week. I get up in the morning, she gets a couple of pieces of cereal. She's walking around there doing this number. After all, I'll give her three, I say, no more. Okay, me and Bea, you get a cup of coffee and we go out on our sun porch. There's the mountains. Whether it's cloudy or not cloudy, the mountains are still there. If you don't believe it, try to fly a plane through it. So we sit out there. The dog jumps on the stoop. I brush her. Then if she feels like it, she'll go eat. If she doesn't, she won't. 7 days a week, I don't want hair in my food. So I brush her. I'm a good steward over it. I comb my own hair. I wash my face. The wrinkles don't wash out. Amen? Praise God. Listen, I do this after we have our little time, me and my wife. Then I go in the prayer closet. And I don't come out until God's finished with me. I go in there and I beat up on the devil. I went in there and I said, God, praise God, we're getting bin Laden. I said, you ought to get the rest of them, Lord. Amen. I don't mean the ones in the armies fight. I'm talking about the ones that kill people and kill children. This is a Hitler thing. I want to see them all taken out. It's a good thing I ain't president. Gaddafi. He was responsible for all those Marines getting killed in the barracks back. Well, yeah, take him out too. They know where he's at. Huh? For who? You need to go in your prayer closet. You can't feel sorry for evil. You can't feel sorry for evil. I don't care if they hang him on his up by his toes. He's evil. You feel sorry for the devil? Well, some Christians have some mindsets, man. I don't know where they're coming from. What does 2 Corinthians 5:17 say? Huh? I don't know. What does it say? I got to find it here. That's what God told me. Go find it, Elroy. Say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, say, I'm in Christ. You've been crucified with Christ. You are in Christ. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You have a born-again spirit. Your spirit is going to set at liberty and freedom your mind and your body if you allow it to. Well, the mind is enmity against God. It fights God. It fights the Holy Spirit on every level. There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. See, most people want to satisfy their little anger. Or you want to sometimes stamp your feet because God didn't show up when you said he's supposed to. God didn't give you $1 million. Didn't even give you $5. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. Amen? I'm not going to listen to sin, sickness, and disease. I'm a new creation. I'm going to be feeding my mind with the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Isn't there? You're going to get free tonight. What's your first name? Catherine. You're going to get free tonight. Do you know that? You believe that? Because if you don't believe it, ain't no point praying. Right? Are you the husband? Praise God. Well, there's been times I've sat over here and said, well, you and your husband, and the guy will say, hey, I ain't her husband. Today, you never know. I ain't judging nobody, but you just don't know. See, there's a lot of churches, the wells with no water. I just had to say that. Is that true, Angel? 99. What's this 99% all the time? Everybody says 99%. Huh? See, I'm taking my place in Christ. Therefore, anger's gone. Generational curses are gone. Sickness is gone. Poverty is gone. I'm brand new. I'm like a shine penny. Listen. I was telling this guy a story about the coin. God said to Peter, go over and catch a fish. And you probably heard this story. I don't know. See, I don't happen to believe it. I just laughed. Well, I said, God said to Peter, go over and catch a fish. You catch a fish, get in the fish's mouth, and you get the money to go pay the taxes, right? He said, well, let me tell you something. You know crows? I said, yeah. He said, you mean the birds that fly? And he said, yeah. He said, they like shiny things. And they steal rings and stuff like that. He says, well, there's fish like that. So they kind of went around and stole some shiny coins that was in the thing. When Peter caught it, that's how he got the money. Bzzz. I said, really? And I just started laughing. You know, Paul said, if those are ignorant, let them be ignorant. Let them be misinformed. I'm not going to sit and argue with anybody. Unless they're talking something bad about Jesus or... listen to me, saints. These fish ain't crows. God put a coin in the guy in the fish's mouth. Did you ever hear that story before? You heard that too? Oh, boy. Like the crow.
No. The scripture.
Wait a minute.
The truth.
Listen now. I said, have you ever heard the story about, like the crow likes shiny things and fish? Oh, okay, that's where I was going. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. If anyone, say I'm in Christ. See, you got to tell self, no, that's passed away. You ain't running my life. You got to speak to it. You and I are new, brand new. Hallelujah. So, Jabez says, Lord, expand my take me out of these general. I was born in pain. I came through pain. How many here, without raising your hands, really believe that you came through pain? Think about it. And that pain is still bruised in you. God's not putting anybody down, and neither am I. But God's trying to say that pain should not be a part of your outside man, a woman. Amen? Now, all of us go through certain pain in life. If you've been through a couple of marriages, or if you got a husband who's a dinghy, he's causing pain, or a wife. There's a lot of ways pain comes, saints. Jabez says, bless me. Say, I'm blessed. Because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, we are blessed. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Enlarge my territory. See, some people have a little squeaky. You want God enlarging you. More spirit, less of yourself. Enlarge your territory. Where if you're only ministering to one or two, you now can minister to 100. Enlarge your territory. And all that territory he enlarges, he anoints. So you're not doing it by your own strength. He anoints that territory. Enlarge my territory, you see. Hallelujah. Keep me from evil. Well, God wants you and I to take authority, doesn't he? The devil don't have no authority over us, only the authority we give him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, Adam's fall, that's who he was talking about. We all enter in, we first come out amongst into Adam's fall. That's what we entered into. I don't know if you understand this or not, but that's what you entered into. You had no say-so whether you're born again, whether you got born, you say, but the born again, you had a say-so in it. But you entered into Adam's fall. Are you listening? So you and I have been exposed to all kinds of pain, sickness, disease, generational curses. You see, all kinds of different things. Anything that the enemy can scheme against us, you say. Well, we got born again, and now we have authority, now we have power, now we have the fruits, now we have the name of Jesus, now we have the gifts of the Spirit, now we have compassion, now we have peace, now we have joy in the Holy Ghost, and now we are anointed children of God, now we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, I don't want to cause pain. Do you know most people cause their own pain? They don't know why. They don't like themselves. They hurt themselves. Do you know that's the reason why some people cut themselves? That's the reason why people take overdoses. They don't want to die. They don't want to commit suicide. They want to hurt themselves. They're in pain. And we got a wonderful Jesus that can take you out of that. That's why people become alcoholics. That's why people take drugs. They're in pain. And they want to destroy themselves. They want to hurt themselves. Isn't that satanic? Hallelujah. Well, put the orange one on, Jeff. Put on number 10, please. I want you to listen to this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Listen to this song now. I used to play these things years ago.
Praise, we praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 praise,
If you need prayer, come up here right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody raise their hands up here. Hallelujah. He's a holy God and he loves you and he wants you to receive the holy presence, the holy anointing, the gift of healing into your bodies. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Can we kind of push down here? Let someone else in here. Come right in here, dear. Push down a little bit. Push down a little bit. Come in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing, young man?
Very good.
Good to see you. Hallelujah.
You too.
Praise the Lord. What's going on in your body, dear?
I can't speak.
You can't speak it? You're not afraid, are you?
Tongue-tied.
No.
I don't know what to say.
You know, God's not going to spank you if you say you have a pain in your back or your body or... You know that?
No, it's just, it's so stupid. I just hate myself. It's stupid.
Oh, that's no good. That's not good. We don't want to hear that.
No.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why I didn't want to say it.
You didn't bite your tongue, did you? Raise your hands. Put your head up. Put your head up to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a woman of God, dear. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Touch your Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. The presence. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh. In Jesus' name, I release my faith, Lord, with his faith, and in Jesus' name, commanding this blood pressure return to normal, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands down. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing power, Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. I just release my faith, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I just touch him in Jesus' name and release my faith in Jesus' name. Bit of pain, Lord. Every bit of pain, the healing anointing of you, Jesus. I release my faith into her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. I command it all to
go
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Go
in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. I release my faith, Lord. Oh, touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Name in Jesus' name, hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah! Praise you in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the wonderful healing anointing, Lord. The praise is Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! In Jesus' name, oh, in Jesus' name. You know, I can see a whole bunch of palm trees, really, really green at the top. And I can actually see roots. They're deep-rooted, deep-rooted. And God says you're about to walk into a deep-rooted place and a green, a new beginning. A new beginning is going to break in your life by the Spirit of a living God. A new beginning with deep roots, deep roots. Father God, we thank you for the harvest, Lord. We thank you for the deep roots. We thank you for the new beginning, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. For this man of God, Lord, shall be obedient to the wisdom, Lord, as it's fed to him and to his mind by the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whoop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this long copper tube, and it's turning to gold, and it's gotten much bigger, so big that you have stepped inside of it. there's going to be a protection of God's presence, God's gold around you like never before. There's a reason for this. It doesn't mean he wasn't protecting you before, but there's going to be a protection. It grew very rapidly by the power of God, because all things are possible to God. But there's going to be a protection of gold, the presence of God around you, the presence of God around you. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that she's overcome anger, and now she's at peace, Lord Jesus. The peace of Jesus that passes all understanding, Lord, is being released. I release my faith, Lord, into my sister in the name of Jesus, Lord. Faith in your name, Jesus. Faith that you're very faithful, Lord Jesus, to your word and to your blood covenant. And we thank you, Lord, that you're releasing peace all through her now, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The very wisdom, Lord, of God, Lord, rising up in her, Lord, bringing glory to you, Lord, giving her direction, Lord. The very wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I release my faith and I bind anger right now, Lord. And I replace it with the peace of God, Lord. I just release the peace of God into Jose's life right now, Lord. The peace of God. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. This is strange. I can see you in a sitting position off the ground, and there's nothing underneath you. There's no wagon or nothing holding you up. God is carrying you. God wants you to have faith in this. God is carrying you. God says, my son, stop trying to carry yourself. Stop trying to beat things down yourself. It's only going to frustrate and anger you. But let me carry you. You are my son. You are my temple. You are anointed. And God says, I'm going to carry you. I'm going to carry you. I'm going to carry you through this whole thing. Hang on to me and believe and release your faith that I'm carrying you. I'm holding you up. I'm with you. Nothing shall take you down. Nothing shall take you down. You have grace and favor with me, and you shall be an overcomer by my power, because I'm the God that supplies all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. Right now, Lord, he's in a sitting position with nothing under him, and he's off the ground. You carry him, your power, Lord Jesus. Let him come into the rest. Let him come into the rest. Help him, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Raise your hands to him. Raise your hands to him. Hallelujah. Ah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see this white. It looks like a gown, and it's been freshly pressed. It's freshly pressed, and it fits you. God is putting something white on the outside that represents him. The Lord's telling me that sometimes you put yourself down, but this whiteness, this white on you on the outside says that you're a daughter and you're qualified and it's the finished work of Jesus Christ. He wants you to see yourself this way. This is how he sees you. And God wants you to overcome those thoughts that it ain't going to work and it's not, and you put yourself down. You just seem like... you're almost at times your own worst enemy. But this white thing, this thing that's been pressed, has been put on the outside. God says all guilt and condemnation, you're not under it. You're free by the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. And he puts this on you to remind you how he sees you. And you must look at how he sees you and see yourself the same way. Hallelujah. Father God, in the blessed, precious name of Jesus, we thank you. I release my faith, Lord. Release my faith, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, isn't God good?
All the time.
Is there any testimonies here tonight? You, huh? Yeah, back there. Hallelujah.
Check.
Who is here?
My testimony is from 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Friday night, you said that I would be receiving a check in the mail. And the next day, I received a check in the mail.
Wow. So, praise God. Yeah. God bless
God.
You, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
How you feeling now?
Pretty good.
The peace of God is on you. Right, Dad?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Just receive him. He loves you, dear. One of the things the devil wants is on the guilt and condemnation and putting ourselves down. You're a free woman. You just got to agree with it.
Oh, I got to agree with it.
That's all, right?
That's it.
This man, he'll agree with you.
That's right.
Any two touching agreeing, right?
That's right?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Did you have somebody? Anybody else want to? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
On the way here, I was just repeating shalom, shalom, peace, and the other one was Newark. It has rest. It means rest.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, because I was so agitated about some stupid things, that some lies that were said, you know, people lied, and end up having some issues with it. But anyway, it's just stupid stuff that I was mad about. So I was just repeating that the whole. I drove all the way from Denver.
Oh, wow.
Well, because, I mean, I work there.
Uh-huh.
Not much longer, though. I got a new job.
Praise God.
Yeah, same job, but here in the Springs. But so I was saying shalom, peace, all the way here. And then it was just perfect, and I just I'm feeling that peace just.
Praise God. God
perfect,
bless you, dear.
Perfect timing for me, anyway.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, dear. Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well? Huh? Oh, okay.
What you were talking about tonight was just like confirmation to things that I'd been really thinking about and talking about a lot and had been helping other people with, so it was just really great.
Thank you. God bless you, dear. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says you overcome by the blood, his blood, and your testimony. Everybody here has a testimony. It's just that, do you have a testimony about tonight? That's what God's asking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have peace now, brother? Jose, do you have peace now? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Father God, we thank you for tonight. We lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor you tonight, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. We thank you for your love that's in this place tonight, Lord, in your great grace and mercy and compassion, Lord. We thank you for your angels that are in this place. We thank you most of all for saving us, Jesus, and washing us in your blood, Lord, that we were crucified with Christ and old things have passed away and all things have become new. We thank you that we have authority over our flesh. We have authority over our over Satan and principalities and powers. And we thank you, Lord, that you're wanting to bless us with yourself, bless us with love and the anointing and the gifts. You're wanting to flow through us. Help us, Holy Spirit, teach and counsel and comfort us how that we can walk and hear the voice of God and hear the Holy Spirit counseling us whatever area we need to be counseled in and giving us power and strength over ourselves. We thank you right now, Lord, and we lift you up and exalt you because you are the Son of the Most High God, and you've been your presence has been in this place. And so we just want to make sure that we give all the glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the freedom that you have brought us tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.